You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The conflict in Ukraine has killed nearly 10,000 people and injured more than 20,000 others since it began in April 2014. That's according to the United Nations. In response to Ukraine's humanitarian crisis, Pope Francis last Sunday launched a special collection aimed at helping those people suffering from the conflict. The proceeds from that European-wide collection went to the Vatican's Dicastery for Humanitarian Relief Efforts, the Pontifical Council Cor Unum. A special commission was instituted within Cor Unum for the distribution of the collection. Monsignor Gianpietro Dal Tosso, the secretary of Cor Unum, has just returned to Rome from Ukraine and spoke to Vatican Radio about the collection. Philippa Hitchin reports.
With the situation in Ukraine worsening by the day, Pope Francis's special collection could not be more timely. The Vatican's Pontifical Council Cor Unum has been tasked to distribute the funds raised over the weekend to those who need it most. In an interview with Vatican Radio, Monsignor Gianpietro Dal Tosso said his recent visit to Ukraine helped to identify the people and structures with whom Cor Unum can work to best aid the country's suffering population. Monsignor Dal Tosso said he spent the last few days in Kiev identifying the persons and basic structures needed to ensure that the Pope's intention of helping people in need can actually be achieved. In this first phase, he said, the aid provided will be above all of a humanitarian nature to provide for people's basic necessities, which include food, clothes, a roof over their heads, along with medical supplies. He stressed the collection will be for all people in need, regardless of race, culture or creed. Monsignor Dal Tosso also noted the ecumenical aspect of this special collection. He said it called for the collaboration of other Christian churches who had voiced their availability to help and identify the needy. Since it is an initiative for the benefit of all, he said it will automatically have a positive impact on the relationship with the Orthodox churches and within the Catholic Church herself. During his trip, Monsignor Dal Tosso also visited a refugee camp, which houses around 100 internally displaced people, along with the Apostolic Nuncio for Ukraine, Archbishop Claudio Guggerotti. From one day to the next, he said, these people's lives were turned upside down, and now they live not knowing what tomorrow holds for them. He said this is the most difficult condition, even beyond the daily difficulties of living, but it is precisely this lack of perspective which hurts them most and makes them suffer. I'm Philippa Hitchin.